Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he talked Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move, I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping my shades on inside. I'll just
welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Lockwood Barr with us. Well, I talked with Lockwood about her career, music, and anything else she's working on that she can work about. And here's what I'm supposed to say, that I have my lovely and talented co-host in with me. Today is her mom's birthday, so they're celebrating that with her. And I think now let's go ahead and bring on the lovely and talented Miss Lockwood Barr. Hey, Lockwood, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for doing this today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be on your show.
Before we get into the actual interview today, there's two things I know you're extremely excited about. Your new album dropped this past Friday. Am I right?
It did. It dropped on CD Baby, and then I have two more milestones. It'll be on iTunes this Friday the 15th, and then Spotify the next Friday the 22nd.
That's cool. And you're also nominated for an upcoming award, aren't you? Two of them, actually.
I am. I'm nominated for two NEMAs, which are the Nashville Industry Music Awards, and I'm nominated for Best Female Country Artist and Best Live Country Performer. So I'm really honored and really excited. And actually voting, it's audience voting. So if any of the listeners out there, I would love for y'all to go vote for me. The link is on my Facebook and socials. So,
you know, and I'll definitely be promoting that out for you.
Thank you.
You know, I always like to start off every interview with kind of just a get to know you kind of session.
Sure.
And I always like to start out with this question: what are you currently watching on TV, and what are you currently listening to right now?
I am on TV. And this is going to make me sound so old and out of it, even though I promise I'm not, but I've just got Netflix for the first time this year. I was late to the game, and so I've been enjoying binge-watching old TV shows. Like, I've been going through the entire series of Friends, which is just my favorite of all time. And then new music-wise, I'm a big fan of Maren Morris's album. I think she's very creative and clever, and I love her rock sound, and her voice is just wonderful. So, yeah, and then I'm also excited to get into some of the Netflix movies, like, that just got released, like Spotlight just came out on Netflix. So I'm excited for some of those, too.
Awesome. You know, and I love you brought up Maren Morris because I'm a big fan of the women of country music, like her, Kelly Bannon,
Kelly's great. Mm-hmm.
I love them all, you know. So
yeah,
and I'm a big supporter of the ladies too.
I can't tell you how much we appreciate that. Every tweet and every interview helps so much. So, on behalf of all women, but really we need the supporters. It's a really exciting time for women in country, but we need the people that believe in us.
Right, you know, I've said this before, and I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. I will do everything in my power to help support the women of country music.
Well, that is just I'm so grateful. That's wonderful to hear.
Well, on the subject of music. You, my friend, are an excellent banjo picker.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love the banjo. It's on a bunch of the songs on my new record, so you can hear. Yeah. And there's a couple live features on YouTube right now.
You know, I can't play it, but a bunch of my friends do, and I am so jealous. It's just not even funny. I so wish I could play the banjo.
It's a really, honestly, I think it's my favorite instrument in the whole world. I love it so much.
There's two instruments I wish I could play, but I can't. Banjo and the fiddle. I wish I could play them.
Oh, the fiddle's tough. I can't do the fiddle. Apparently, it takes, your muscles in your wrist have to be really, really loose to play the fiddle based on how you hold the hold the instrument and everything, but that it's the opposite on the banjo. Your wrist muscles are really tight. So you... I picked banjo, I guess. I'm no good at fiddle.
and my co-host who couldn't be here today wanted me to tell you hi. So.
Oh well, thank you. Hello back.
And I'm gonna since she's not here, I'm gonna steal one of her questions right quick.
okay, great.
If you could meet any person, living or dead, and sit down with them for dinner, who would it be and why?
I think I would bring back from the dead Ginger Rogers, because she really was, she was a tap dancer, but you know, she fought for equality in the arts without actually saying anything. She just let her actions speak louder. And a lot of people in Hollywood weren't sure that she would make it, and she just kept going. And I think that I think that her talent is just world class to this day. But, I think, is such a great example for artists to just prevail and keep going and keep working through difficult times, because there's so many times where the industry or people are going to say no to you and you just have to keep going. And I would love to speak with her about her life and her art and her adventures and how she made it through the tough times, because I think she's so inspirational.
And back to what you said about hearing no in the industry a lot of times, I originally wanted to be a singer myself. But then I found out my singing voice pretty much sucks. So,
I'm sure that's
anyway,
not true.
So about 4 years ago, it'll be 4 years next month, actually, I started this radio show to kind of stay close to the industry that I love, you know?
That's really amazing. You've kept it alive for 4 years. That's really impressive.
Well, thank you. And I said this too. I cannot tell you the friends I've made in the industry through this radio show. I cannot tell you the friends I've made. It's just been incredible.
I bet you have some amazing stories.
I'm working on a book, actually.
Wow. Very cool. What kind of book?
It's Tales from Weekdays Days with Murph. It is basically every single, I guess it, that's ever been on is getting a chapter devoted to them. And I'm going to tell some of my favorite stories from on air and off air, like if the guests call in like 5 minutes before showtime and we talk off air, I'm going to tell some of those stories too.
It's going to be a fun book. Can you tell who your favorite story is from so far, or are you trying to keep it a secret?
I'm keeping it under wraps until the book's done, so
that's
smart. Just wait and see. Honestly, I think the industry is, and I'm just a fan, for though I am, I'm just a fan here. I think the industry is just one big a close-knit family, if that makes any sense to you.
It really is. It's like a small, it almost has the feeling of a college campus to it, and that there's certain bars and venues that you go into and you hang out with all the songwriters, and it's a really collaborative town, and everyone works together and supports each other, and you know, everyone goes to each other's shows, and I think that makes the artwork better. Like, I think that makes the quality of the music go up, because like this may sound corny, but it's all based in friendship and love, and it's just this joy of creation. So it's really a fun place to be, a fun job to have.
And I'm a creative person myself, obviously, but I wouldn't have the show, and I love going to Nashville. It's probably my favorite city in the world. I live about 3 hours west of Nashville, so I try to go as often as I can. It's, like I said, probably one of my favorite cities in the world.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a cool spot. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, you're originally a California girl, aren't you?
I am, yes.
I'm going to quick story to tell you about California. I was out there 2013, I think it was, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself. And I was out there for there's five teams in California. And I was out there, but we saw five teams in 5 days, if you can believe that.
Wow, that's so cool. Did you have a good time?
Oh, I did. I've always wanted to go to California. I figured I'd never make it out there unless we were doing something like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen these baseball stadiums. But probably my favorite part of the trip is we stayed up in Yosemite National Park for about 2 or 3 days. That place is just, it's just so gorgeous up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is.
It's just one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. California overall it's very varied landscapes for sure. There's all kinds of kinds out there.
Oh, yes. And this next question I have for you, I have to ask this question because if I don't, the person that thought it up will probably kill me. if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
If I could go back in time and what?
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I don't think I would if I could, because I'm really excited about where I am as an artist and the type of music I'm making and the stories I have to tell and the friends and co-writers I have. And so, of course, like I have moments from my memories that make me cringe, like shows that went badly or times I might have embarrassed myself in an interview or something. And so, you know, there are those times where they're not fond memories to look back on per se, but I wouldn't change them because I love where I am. And I know that every moment built up to where I am right now. So, you know, I think the negative experiences can build into the best music. So I wouldn't change a thing.
That's awesome. Another fun question for you. And this is another one from my coast. You're stuck on a desert island, okay? And
on a desert island.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you're only allowed to bring three things with you. What are the things?
Three things. I think I would bring a guitar, and then I would bring a banjo, and then I would bring a coffee maker, stocked with beans, so that I could write songs and stay awake and continue writing songs until I got rescued.
Right. I will agree. Coffee is a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's amazing. It's my favorite.
Coffee is a wonderful thing, I will agree. okay. Let me see if there's anything else. As you said earlier, a new album just dropped this past Friday. What is the writing process like for you? Walk me through a writing appointment.
Well, I think it's a little bit different every time, which I kind of love. Some songs I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll have a chorus stuck in my head, and I'll make a little voice memo of the chorus that I come up with on my phone, and then I'll bring that into a writing session and we'll build off of that. Sometimes I walk in with, you know, I'll keep a list of hooks on my phone, like good lines for stuff, and my co-writers and I will just mess around on chords until we find something that sounds like it matches one of the lines. Other times I go in with absolutely nothing, and we just start playing around and see what starts pouring out of us. So I think it's different every time, and I love that about it because it makes it fun, and it's an adventure, and it's organic, and it depends on the writer and what kind of mood I'm in. There are also songs that I've finished in 20 minutes before with a writer, and we'll just spit it out, and it'll be done, and it, like, wrote itself. And then I have songs that, honestly, I have to – well, I'll get to a verse, and then I'll get – I don't even want to call it writer's block. It's because it's just the song's not ready to be written, and I'll put it in a drawer for, like, a week. And then my co-writer and I will get it back out at a second writing appointment, and it'll usually flow. So I kind of, you know, I love going into a session not knowing what it's going to be like.
That's awesome. And – I don't know if you knew this, but I read somewhere, or maybe I heard it on CMT or something. I read somewhere where the Miranda Lambert song, The House That Built Me, took like 8 mm-hmm. years to complete.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think, you know, sometimes that happens with songwriting. I mean, sometimes you just have to like let it sit there for a while and you know you have this idea, but you don't want to finish it until you can do it justice. And I think that happens to writers of all kinds. Like Stephen King wrote a book a couple years ago about the JFK assassination, and he said that he had the idea for the book about 20 years ago, and he just wasn't ready, maybe even 30 years ago. It was at the beginning of his career. He knew he wanted to write a similar story. And so I think that that's what's so interesting about art, is that there's almost a spiritual component to it. Sometimes it's like we're given songs by the universe, but sometimes the song's not ready to be done, or the book is not ready to be done, or whatever the project is. And I think that's another part of being a songwriter, is learning to pay attention and to, you know, feel what's working and what's not, and respect what's not ready to be done yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was kind of poking around your website a little bit before this interview. And you've
mm-hmm.
got your schedule is pretty packed at this point.
It is. It's kind of crazy, but in a really exciting way. It's fun things like radio interviews. So it's,
mm-hmm.
it's packed, but I'm enjoying it all so much. So no complaints.
Your next show is the 16th in Vienna, Virginia.
Yes, I am playing, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. For anybody in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, y'all should come out to Jam in Java. I will be playing with a group of musicians. It's a rhythm section, so it's a bassist and a drummer called Mutual Groove. And we have a ton of new material. And I'll be playing probably one or two off the record too, the new record. But we put on costumes and we go crazy and we just put on a really fun show. And there are musicians that I work with here in Nashville. So anyways, I'm super excited about the show. There's a Facebook event for it. I'll share a link on Twitter and Facebook and my website. I'll put more details up.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love for everyone in that area to come out, because I've also never played a show in the D.C. area before. So I'm really excited to meet those listeners and you know, see what they connect to. I think it'll be really exciting. I have a cookie monster that I'm going to whip out. So I'll be in contact
all
the time. Yeah, it's going to be a party.
Oh, wow. We're on the subject of music still. I'm kind of sort of picking up the guitar a little bit. Of course, I've always loved music. I've always been – I was in a marching band in high school, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But for the past couple of years, I've been playing around with the guitar a little bit. And this thing is all kinds of fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. It is, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just working. I'm actually working on that. I'm trying to learn Florida Georgia Line's brand new song, Holy. I love that song.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Oh, we love that song. And I'm picking around I'm picking things up here and there because I found, know your way around the guitar. It's a pretty easy instrument.
Yeah, one key fiddle. What's funny though is I like moving my fingers around so much on the banjo that when I first learned guitar in high school, I found strumming on the guitar more difficult because it's such a different type of movement. But once you get the hang of it,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of fun. So.
Oh yeah, for me, it's a strum pattern, a chord changes, and speed. Are my three biggest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, but it's slowly coming, you know. So.
That's awesome. It's really exciting.
You know, let me see if there's anything else. I don't think there is. So I wanted to thank you again for taking about 25 minutes or so out of your day to come on and talk with me.
Well, I am so honored to be on your show, and I'm really grateful for all the support you've given me on Twitter and sharing my new music and everything. So I guess I'll leave everybody with just go to lockwoodbar.com or facebook.com/musicbylockwood, and hopefully if you're listening, it means you've seen Cody's tweets about my music, Weekdays with Murph. It's just, I'm really grateful. Thanks so much for having me.
And I tell all my listeners this, but this is especially true right now. You know, I have a ton of respect for you and what you do.
Thank you. That means a lot.
If there's anything I can do for you, anything at all, just don't hesitate to reach out, okay?
Thank you. Well, I will definitely send you the iTunes and the Spotify links when they're in, because that'll be a big help. And I'm just getting to be on your show and talk about my music is really awesome. So, thank you.
Absolutely. And I hope I'm not overstepping here, but in the past 25 minutes or so that we've talked, I do consider you a friend.
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? Likewise, you're a music friend for sure. We're kindred spirits in the songwriting and art worlds for sure.
Absolutely. Oh, and before you go, I need to know something else. Before you go, I've kind of dabbled a little bit in songwriting myself. I mean nothing on the scale of what you do, but songwriting, well, writing in general anyway, is a form of therapy for me. You know, it releases a lot of emotion.
Yeah.
You know, I did keep up a blog, and I'm sure you've seen the links floating around Twitter, but I'll send you the link to my blog sometime.
That would be super cool. I will be looking for that.
Awesome. You know, on the blog, I review a bunch of my former guests and just independent musicians, I'll put my 2 cents in, kind of like something like a Taste of Country or a Nash Country Weekly does or something like that. I'll just kind of put my 2 cents in, and that kind of that also helps me stay close to the industry and anything new that's going on, any music that's coming out. So I do that just as a little side project.
Yeah, that's awesome. Keep me posted on it. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me today. This was a super fun show.
You know, and I tell everybody else this too. You're always more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Well, thank you. That's awesome. That's great to hear.
I think I'll let you go, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Sounds great. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
I think it's time for something about Lockwood.
Okay. Bye. Great to talk to you.
Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Lockwood Barr. That woman is just an absolute doll. She is just one of the greatest. Okay, fanboy moment over. yeah. Okay. Let's see if we have any announcements or not. I'm working on something for next week. I've got to get in touch with a possible guest for next week, which I'm not going to reveal anything yet on that until I hear back from this person. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right now. You've been listening to Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.